Hi everyone, I am Manar and this is Learn Arabic with Manar. In every culture, it's so important to thank people when they do something nice for you. In Arabic culture, there is different ways to say thank you in different situations and different ways to reply when someone is thanking you. Yalla, let's learn them. The usual way to say thank you, it is Shukran, shukran, shukran. It's widely used in all different situations. Pay attention to sh, sh, shukran. When you want to be even nicer, you will say shukran ektir, shukran ektir, ektir a lot. Altogether, shukran ektir, thank you a lot. If you want to be generous and friendly, or maybe even funny with a friend, you could say alif shukr. It's too much. Alif thousand shukr. It's the plural of thank you. Alif shukr, a thousand thanks. The traditional way to answer thank you, it is afwan, afwan. Afwan could mean different things in different situations. I will go over all of them in a different video. Now, go back to afwan. Afwan, in this context, it is you are welcome. Pay attention to a in afwan. Don't confuse it with a. A, you could pronounce it from the mouth. It's just a, like the English a. A, you have to pronounce it from the middle of your throat. It's like you are holding the air not to go out when you are saying it. And you will feel the vibration here in the middle of your throat. Ah, ah, afwan. Another way to answer shukran, it is ahlan. Ahlan, it means welcome. We talked about it in the greeting video. You could check it over here. Like welcome in English, you could use it in both situations. In this context, it means you are welcome. Here's a very important one and we use it so often. Yislamu idek. Yislamu idek. Yislamu, it has the same root with salama, salama. We talked about this in the goodbyes videos when we used ma'a salama to answer bye. So, yislamu, it is the present verb of safety. With adding the prefix ye and the suffix wa, it becomes third person plural. Don't think about it so much. I will explain it with details in the grammar videos. So it's third person plural. We are talking about them. Who are them? It is idek. Idek, it means your hands. Id, it is hand. Idek, with the suffix k at the end, it become your hands. Here again, we have to pay attention to gender and number. Yislamu idek, masculine. Yislamu ideki, feminine. Yislamu idekun, third person plural. Altogether, it has the lovely meaning, may God protect your hands. If you want to be quick, you could just say yislamu. They will understand what you are talking about. From the meaning, you understand that you will use it when someone do something for you with their hands. I use it always when my kids help me cleaning. And we use it also if someone hand us something or cooked something for us. I'm sure that you will think about a lot of situations you could use it in your own life. Let me know in the comment when do you think you will use it. So, the answer for Yislamu Ideik, it is Allah Yisalmak, may God keep you safe. Allah, God, Yisalmak, keep you safe. Again, the suffix K, it is you. Yislamu Ideik, Allah Yisalmak, Yislamu Ideiki, Allah Yisalmak, Yislamu Ideikun, Allah Yisalimkun. Now, we will see when a friend does a big favor for you, how you will thank them. You will say, azzabtak. The literal meaning of azzabtak, it is, I tortured you. But for sure, we don't think about this when we thank someone in this way. When you use this, it means the other person really made a lot of effort and time to help you. Like if you are moving to a new place and a friend is coming over to help you, you won't just say thank you. You will show that you really appreciate their time and their efforts. And you will say, عزبتك. Okay, let's see how we will use it in different number and gender. عزبتك, masculine. عزبتك, feminine. عزبتكن, plural, you. Since you are so nice with this way to thank them, they have to come back to you in a very nice way too. They will answer, عزابك راحة. عزابك, we know it. راحة, it means comfortable or restful. عزابك راحة. عزبتك, عزابك راحة. Let's see what difficult letters we have in these two words. عزابك راحة. عا and ح. ح. We talked about ح before. It is the air coming from the top of your throat. Ha. A and ha. Pay attention to these two letters. Here is a very nice one. You could use it with people you like them. It has a lot of affection. It shows love and thanks in the same way. You will say, يخليلي ياك. When you really like someone and you want to thank them, you will say, يخليلي ياك. يخليلي, it means may God keep you for me. God, it doesn't appear here, but it's understood. May God keep you for me. It means like you are so important in my life and I'm asking God to keep you in my life. It's really very nice to use it when you want to show someone that you have warm feeling for them and they are important for you. As we know, we have always to pay attention to gender and number. يخليلي ياك masculine. يخليلي ياكي feminine. يخليلي ياكن plural you. They will come back to you in a nice way also. They will say تسلم if you are a man. تسلمي if you are a woman. تسلمو if you are more than one. ممنون. This one means I'm grateful. When someone do something to help you in a difficult situation, like if your car broke and someone will come to help you, you will tell them, ممنون. This is a nice way to thank them and show that you're really grateful for their efforts. The reply will be, ولو تكرم. ولو, it has a simple meaning. It is like, nothing, don't mention it. تكرم. تكرم, it's from Karama, it's generosity. In the Arab world, we expect generosity and we consider it a very normal and expected thing. So when someone is thanking you, you will say, Walau tikram. It is like, this is normal. It's nothing to thank me for it. Now let's review the words that we learned today. Shukran, thank you. Shukran iktir, thanks a lot. Alf shukr, thousand thanks. Afwan, you're welcome. Yislamu idek, may God protect your hands. Allah yisalmak, may God protect you. Azabtak, thanks a lot. Azabak raha, don't mention it. Ikhalili yak, may God keep you for me. Tislam, may God keep you safe. Mamnoon, I'm grateful. Walau tikram, don't mention it. So, as you see, there is a lot of different ways to thank someone in Arabic. Which one do you like and which one are you going to use? Let me know in a comment. If you didn't subscribe yet to my channel, what are you waiting for? Do it now. Share this video with your friends and family. Shukran for joining me today. See you in the next video. Yalla bye!